God did not look at our messed up life and say, I'll die for you when you deserve it. Nor did David look at Mephibosheth and say, I will rescue you when you've learned to walk. Who is this Mephibosheth? When you hear his story, you'll see why I mention his name. If you'll turn to the books of 1 and 2 Samuel, you'll see him there. Saul's son Jonathan had a son named Mephibosheth, who was crippled in both feet. He was 5 years old when the news came from Jezreel that Saul and Jonathan was dead. I'll read it to you right out of the Bible. In 2 Samuel chapter 4 and verse 4 tells us that Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son that was lame of his feet. He was 5 years old when the tidings came of Saul and Jonathan out of Jezreel, and his nurse took him up and fled. And it came to pass, as she made haste to flee, that he fell and became lame, and his name was Mephibosheth. I refer to him as the crippled prince. And if you'll turn to chapter 9, I'll begin reading at verse 3. This takes place after David had settled in his kingdom. God had blessed him to win many victories, and now there was peace in the kingdom. And in chapter 9 and verse 3, David said, Is there not yet any of the house of Saul, that I may show the kindness of God unto him, that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? And his servants said unto him, Jonathan has yet a son, which is lame on his feet. So what do you think David said when he heard that Jonathan had a son that was crippled in his feet? David says, Where is he? The servant replied, He's in Lodabar. Lodabar. Even the name sounds foreboding. And you know what the good, benevolent king did? David sent and fetched him from Lodabar. This is a great illustration of a great, loving king showing mercy to someone who could not reciprocate. And the Bible says that when Mephibosheth came to David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said to him, Fear not, for I will surely show you kindness for Jonathan, your father's sake. Have we not received grace and kindness and love for the sake of someone else? And then David said, I will restore unto you all the land of your fathers, and you shall eat bread at my table continuously, as one of the king's son. Is that not what our heavenly king says to us? Is that not what King Jesus did for us? He has allowed us to eat at his table every day as one of his sons. Oh, the love that God has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. This reminds me of 1 Samuel, the 2nd chapter and verse 8, where Hannah spoke and said, He raises up the poor out of the dust and lifts up the beggar from the dunghill. He sets them among princes. That's what I call grace. Let me pause here for just a few moments and remind you that when Mephibosheth came into the presence of the king, he did so with fear and trembling, bowing his face to the ground. The great king saw that fear and anxiety, so the first words he spoke to him was, Fear not. And don't you know, our king has been known to say the same thing. Are you aware that the most repeated command from the lips of Jesus was, Fear not? Did Mephibosheth understand grace? Do you see our story in his? Children of royalty, crippled by a fall, permanently marred by sin, living a life today, not by our beauty, but by His promise. He has called us to Himself, invites us to take a permanent place at His table next to others, other sinners made saints, and we share in God's glory. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.